two. Okay, state reimbursements from 150 to 160. We need to show that we're expecting that anyway.
Okay, you're,
I'm increasing revenues.
You're increasing revenues from
160 by $10,000.
But I didn't get the other part, which is this.
Go ahead, none of you. So if we do that, we increase that line, 355-84022 to 16. Then our total revenues are going to be 664-250, is that right? All I did was add, you know, so hold. Well, it won't be with you.
364-250. This total.
664-250.
664-250.
That's what you got. Mm-hmm. All right, now if we go down here and add back in. Was it why we were making a change?
The contingency fund, then I could change that to 13,000.
Well, if we put it at 10,000, which is what we had, then you're going to have a carryover at the end. Let's do it that way. We'll have a fund balance.
Fund balance carryover would be 3,271.
All right, now let me.
3,001.
2,07,51.
And what's your total expenditures?
$693,508.95.
And that should equal what you have in the bank?
$693,508.95.
Yeah. Okay. That also changes our total other expense line to 166.7, is that right?
Yeah, total other, I got 156.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Well,
we have something different there.
You just added 10 into the contingency.
No, I just added 700 and something into the contingency because I had 3,200, 7,800, something like that. What do you have?
I have 166.7.
I have 156.
156, I think.
You're probably right. But how would I have a change for the
I do have to see what I have to try to get the 80.
Not his fault. $156 even?
Yes, sir.
$156 even?
Yes, sir.
Now, what are your totals for me, Ray?
Okay.
And tell me what.
Starting at the top. Total revenue, six.
No, expenses. You and I agree on
that. Total payroll, $388,628.84.
Sure.
Total office expense, $34,050. Okay. Total equipment expense, $20,500. Total training mileage, $1,200.
Yes, sir.
Total other expense is $156,000.
Yeah.
Employee benefits is $93,130.11.
And you get $849,508.95?
No, I get $693,508.95.
Again. I don't have the figure you've got, and I still come out with that number. The exact number you've got, but up here in the total other expense, I guess still got the one. What did you have to get? Would you give it to me one more time?
Yeah, that's
what you have on that, Brandon?
Total other?
Let's see, I get 16,700.
I don't understand how we went down from what was estimated when all we did was increase it.
I got the 693-508.95.
You got one. Well, that's what I had originally, but it's not there any longer.
And that was putting a 156 instead of 166.7.
Let's take a look at the total. We know that we agree on salaries, right? Which is 388.
628.84.
And then we got $34,050.
Mm-hmm.
$20,500. We got $1,200.
Yep.
And what I'm showing, the new number is $156,000. Right? According to Rick. And then we've got $93,130.11.
The settings on the calculator, right?
It's the user that's all screwed up.
So you ended up with what now?
Because I got the 693,585.
I mean, that's exactly what I had. Start off.
And re-adding it, and I'm just going off the
word. All this work, and Danny had it all.
I mean, look, I haven't even changed it. That's exactly what I've got it right there. And I
didn't see that. 693,585 with 166.7.
After all the adding and subtracting that you blew it down, I ended up with the same thing. And that's,
it was a lot of work on our part.
We got a fund balance of $3,207.51.
Yes.
I'm ready to move on.
Yeah.
You will have done them wizardry there, so.
$3,207.51.
So it's what we're going through now. Rick wanted to hit that sure budget there.
Let's save that.
Okay.
Because I don't think you've got to do it yet.
I do.
I don't know why I'm going to do that yet. That's what I mean. I suggest or recommend.
That's only already the one.
That's a big one. I get two or three changes. Can we hit those first in the GCR? And,
yeah. Go ahead.
First one, go to the county commission's budget, 101.
We may have to go into executive on that, sir, deal for what I want to do.
Yeah. On the 101, down here on line number 101.30-001, I'd like to move that $3,500 to zero. And move equipment over, like you said, to where we already have equipment. Actually not change that figure at all, just leave it included with the figure that's there. So we'll take it out of here. Yes, you did. I have a note on it, which is why I went back to it.
What are we doing? Sorry. 101.30.001.
Goes to zero.
Zero.
I'd like to have legal notice line inserted in two or three budgets, but this is one of them. I have instructed Hickey, and I'm going to go over and have a discussion with Ron with those offices that are utilizing the legal notice of services. That's where we should be paying them for. So I'm going to ask that on our new line for legal notices under office expense that we put $2,000 in the budget there.
Legal services?
Yes, sir.
Legal notices, do you?
Legal notices. What that is when we go out for bids for something. I don't know where we could charge you now.
Ron has some experience. Some of us have been charging professional services. And
let's do a line for it so we'll know what we're paying to stick in the newspaper. Legal notices for $2,000.
And Ron, if you just want to track what you're paying the newspaper, it might be easier to get all the news budget. That's what I want to track.
What I want to track is how much that we're paying for the services out of this office, out of the county clerk's office, out of your office. So I get $12,100 for a subtotal on that line. How much you ran?
Yeah.
What it is, and you want to go back to that?
Yeah.
I took the.
I heard what you said, but I didn't understand. Is that just strictly
this office is liable for a lot of legal notices that we put in the newspaper.
Right.
But we're not billing it to this office, and we should be.
Okay. All right.
We're also putting equipment in here, but we take it out of other offices.
Yeah.
So I suggest deleting it from here and moving it over to the equipment line. We already about increasing it because it's got food to put in it. Just move it over to that line. It's within other expense.
Other expense. Okay. I'm for that. Yeah.
So what will happen under our office expense?
Me too.
We're just going to put in a legal notice line.
You're a pain.
You know that string. My back wasn't hurt. I've come down and talked to you so bad. $2,000 on legal notices, and the equipment line went back to zero, which changes that equipment repair to total of $350. What I don't know is what does that do to the total back?
216,750. 216,750.
The reason that side wasn't working out for me because it was upside down in the folder.
Do we want to do anything different than what we have down in the county clerk? I do not have a red line, which means I have questions regarding that budget. Where is our difference there, Rick? Remind me of what? What I've got right now is 133,195. Is that right?
It's almost $600 less than what she requested, it looks like.
For some reason, I got 136,024.
We went through and changed total salary expenses.
So the salary expenses are
not going to be things are different. I have an asterisk on the telephone, so we don't have changes.
Well, she requested 1600 and then got 1450.
Well, then you know why she spent 1600 to pay for it, so, right?
Mm-hmm. After
I had to X out here myself. Okay. Elections. The total we've got is 52,045. And then we have also placed monies and other expense for August-November election, if in fact they come to fruition. Is that right?
That's what I understand.
Yeah, but I don't. Did we?
It's under contingency.
Okay, we put it in the contingency line for other expense?
Yes.
And that amount that we put in there was 80.
Original came down something like 30 and was put like 60. It may be more or less than that, but it was based on what it would cost us to run the total election for both August and November. Then we put on the revenue side an anticipated amount that would be coming in for elections. For example, if 911 paid for an election that was either in August or November, then we have to make the decision as to whether or not
the difference.
Say, hey, other.
The difference
entity, you pay
what you say. Have wrote on a note on that, because I've got a note broke out to side here.
On which one?
On that election expense. I thought it was 87,000.
That'd be under.
By how we come up with that odd figure, I don't know. But yeah. But it may be, maybe I don't have it zero beside the line.
87,000.
Yeah.
I got it right here.
Okay. And so there's that in the other?
It's in contingency in the
other. Okay, contingency in the other.
We may also, the reason was we may also have a portion that we didn't know how big in the April election, which obviously we're going to have.
We took that number because it is a strange number 87, we took that off of past elections that we did. What it cost last year or something.
For your edification. Yes, we did. For your edification. We've got, we put election, state audit, garage roof, Cody software twice, and the sheriff's for two different years. Actually, I've got a third amount for Cody software, which was even more, so it was like...
Okay, you don't have to go there.
Well, we have certain things that we're attaching to those dollars.
Sometimes I've got these things down here and I remember us talking about them, but I can't how we come up with some of those figures when you...
I think we're okay on this.
Okay.
What do you think, Richter?
I don't see a problem with it.
All right, I'm going to put some dots in here. Still have a note. I don't have buildings and grounds to fill that either. Why don't I? I'm showing a total of 617,916. That includes husband life, the buildings and grounds, upkeep, judicial maintenance, right? Mm-hmm. And a line for, no, in addition to, no, the electricity's going over to the jail budget. That included $44,000 on judicial upkeep, right?
Yes, it did.
Thank you, sir. I'm okay. 617,916. I'll mark that. Collector. I do. The change there was the 4-year bond. I've got 86,587.
Okay.
Treasure. I must skip right over there.
Sorry.
He's right. Benefits. We are at 2163132.
And you said it's 86,587?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've got that.
Collection. I've got 2240328.
Yep. Great.
You've been talking to me several times, and I have said you need to talk to the commission.
What is it that she would want to talk
about? She feels like she's understaffed.
Understaffed.
What I told her was that I felt like that my impression of what she said when she was up here didn't give me near that impression like it was what you're sitting across from me now, so you may need to talk to them again.
But what happened?
Never said anything about that.
And that's kind of what I thought
was
worried
about. She never asked for it in her budget.
The only thing she asked for was
$6,000 instead of $4,000.
$6,000.
And she's not spending that much.
What's her line? 101.
Which one there?
Collector.
Six, I think.
107.
Thank you. They redid my numbers. Remember, I had them all locked up. You just did that.
107. Let me ask.
It's going to talk to you.